Masechtas Trumas, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. One is not allowed to destroy Truma or cause it to go to waste. So the Mishnah says different applications of this halacha. Ein neisnen devela ugregeris latecha murius. One may not put devela, pressed figs, or gregeris, dried figs, into murius, which is fish fat. And they would put these things in, the figs, in order to flavor the fish fat. The fish fat was eaten. And one couldn't do that, mepnei shehu ma'avdan, because it destroys the figs. Because generally, after the flavor went into the fish fat, they would remove the figs and throw them in the garbage. And if the figs were truma, then he's going to end up throwing out the figs and not consuming them. And that's wasting the truma. So Devela Ugregris, these truma figs can't be put to flavor the fish fat. Aval Naisnan Asayayan Lemurius, but he could put wine of truma into the fish fat to flavor it, and that's because the wine is left in, and when the fish fat's eaten, it's eaten together with the wine inside of it, and so none of the wine goes to waste. Another case, V'ein Mefatman Esashemen. One cannot make, he cannot perfume truma oil by soaking spices, these are non-truma spices, in the oil, because the spices will absorb some of the oil, and when he removes the spices from the oil and throws it away, there will be truma oil in the spices that are going to go to waste. But one is allowed to make wine of truma into yeinaimlim, sorry, yeinaimlim. He's allowed to make the wine of truma into yeinaimlim, which was a drink of that they would spice the wine. They would put different spices, honey and pepper, into the wine, and they would leave the spices in the wine. They wouldn't remove them. So then it's all consumed. All the wine is consumed. None of it's removed since the spices were left in it, and that is acceptable to be done to truma wine. Mishnah continues, Ein mevashlan yayin shel truma. One is not allowed to cook wine of truma and make it mevushal. Mepnei shehu memamitai, because it lessens the wine. The Rav says two different explanations to this. Either it lessens the amount of wine there because some of it evaporates in the cooking process, and that's considered wasting some of the wine. Or a second explanation, people prefer to drink wine that's not mevushal, that's not cooked, and by cooking it, he's making it less preferred, and he's mamita, he's lessening the quality of the taste of the wine, and therefore he cannot do that to the truma wine. That's the Tana Kama's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda allows a person to be mevashal, to cook the wine, mepnei shu mashbiche, because it improves the wine. Rav says this is, it's miskayim yeser, it will last longer. Cooked wine won't spoil as fast, and for that reason it's allowed to cook the truma wine. Mishnah Beis, Devash Tamarim, the honey of dates, that's the liquid that comes out of the dates, V'yein Tapuchim, and literally means wine of apples, this is apple cider, and this is talking about truma, liquid coming from truma fruits, so the liquid from the dates or from the apples, V'chemetz Sisvanius, or the vinegar from truma winter grapes. The winter grapes were sour. They were grapes that were harvested. They only ripened in the winter, not in the summer. They were lower quality. The Rav says it was common for them to use to make vinegar, not wine. So they made wine vinegar out of these grapes. But all these three cases where there's liquid coming from truma fruit, ushaar kol mei peiros shel truma, and all other fruit juices from truma fruit, the Rav says this is with the exception of wine and oil. Wine and oil are treated just like the fruit itself. But over here, all other fruit juices that come from fruit, Rebbe Eliezer, Mechayev, Kerem, Mechemish, Rebbe Eliezer holds that they're obligated, if a non-kayan eats them by mistake, he's obligated to pay Kerem, Mechemish, the principal, plus one-fifth. And he holds that they have the same status as the fruit itself, that you have to pay an extra fifth for a non-kayan that eats them by mistake. However, Rebbe Yeshua Peiter, Rebbe Yeshua exempts, and he says that although the fruit juice belongs to the kayan, and someone who drinks it who's not a kayan, he has to reimburse the kayan for the principal, but he doesn't have to pay a chaymish, he doesn't have to pay an extra fifth, only the fruit itself not the juice that's considered less of a status, and it's not not obligated in the extra fifth for a non-kain who drank the fruit juices of Truma. The Mishnah continues with another machlekes regarding fruit juices. Rebbe Eliezer mitame mishum mashke. Rebbe Eliezer holds that fruit juices can become tame and can be mitame, will transmit tuma just like other beverages. There's a list of beverages that Chazal counted that that these liquids have special halachas regarding tuma, certain chumras regarding transmitting tuma. And Rabbi Eliezer held that fruit juices are included in the list. Amar Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Eliezer, "Loi manu chachamim shiva mashkim kemayne patamim." Chazal didn't just count the seven liquids, the seven beverages, just like those that count spices, like the peddlers that they count how many spices and they give a number, and it's just an inaccurate number estimation. They may have more or less. Chazal were not like that. When they said a number, it was accurate. Ella amru shiva mashkim tmeim. Chazal said that there are seven types of liquids that are tamei, that can become tamei and transmit tamei in the special halachas. Ushar kol mashkim tarim. Only those seven, but other liquids do not have these halachas of tamei, and fruit juices are not included. And Rabbi Shua argues on Rabbi Eliezer and says that fruit juices are not included in the list. It's seven and only seven. And the Rav says, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. The Rav also lists what these seven liquids are. He says they are water, dew, wine, oil, honey from bees, milk, and blood. These seven things have the special halachas of Tamei Mashkin, but fruit juices were not included in the list of seven of Chazal.